Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ro'oh Echav Sheyarad. Once his brothers, the Kahanim, saw that the Kohen who had done the Trumas Hadeshen had come down from the Mizbeach, Vahem Ratzu Uvo, they would run to the Kiyar, and they would run to start washing their hands. Miharu, they hurried, V'kitshei Dei V'raglaim, they'd wash their hands and their feet, Min HaKiyar, from the Kiyar, in order to get everyone ready to start the Avodah of the day. Natlu Es HaMagrefais V'shatzi Noirais. They would then take rakes and forks, and they would go up to the top of the Mizbeach. Now, let's say there were pieces of the korbanos from the previous day. So these would be the limbs and the fats that were not completely consumed overnight by the fire. They would push them, move them aside to the, using the forks, they'd use them, push them aside to the side of the Mizbeach. It may not stand the machzikim, if let's say there wasn't enough room on the side of the Mizbeach to hold all of the leftover limbs and fats. Saidrin Isam Basaivev, they put them on the Saivev. The Saivev was a ledge that went around almost halfway up on the Mizbeach that was used for certain of the avodas for sprinkling the blood. So either they put that on the Saivev Alakeves or they put them on the ramp. Some say it was on the place where the Saivev and the ramp met. Others say it's an either or. They either put them on the Saivev or on the ramp, in order to give room for the Ivarim that were not completely consumed overnight. And we'll see later on what happens to these. They couldn't remove them right away. We'll see later on in the Perek what happens to these Ivarim that were not completely consumed overnight. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Hechelu Ma'alin Be'efer Al Gabi Atapuach. Now, they would then, after Trumas Hadeshen was done, they'd actually take the rakes now, and they would rake up all the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach, and they would pile them up on the Tapuach. Obviously, literally, a Tapuach is an apple. In this context, it was the pile of ashes that were piled up in the middle of the Mizbeach. For Tapuach, Hoya Be'emtza Mizbeach, and the quote-unquote Tapuach, the apple of ashes, the sort of rounded dome of ashes was in the middle of Mizbeach. Pamim Olav Kishloi Shmeis Kur. And sometimes it got so big from all the ashes, it measured about 300 kor. That's a pretty large amount. Some say it's 30. One kor is about 400 liters. So if you've got 300 of those, you've got a lot of ashes. The Gemara says this was more of an exaggeration. It wasn't literally that much, but the idea was sometimes it would really grow to be that large. And when it got too large, they would then clear away the tepuach. However, but on Yom Tovim, lehayu midashnin, I say they would not remove the ashes from the tepuach, even though it grew very large. Because that's beautifying the Mizbeach. It's showing everyone how much korbanos were being brought, and therefore it was a sign of beauty for the Mizbeach to keep the tepuach. But on a regular weekday, once it got too big, they clean it off. Now, the Kahanim were never lax or lazy in removing the ashes, even though removing the ashes from the tepuach was not in and of itself an avoda. However, they weren't lax in doing even this, and they didn't, and there was a lottery. There wasn't even a lottery to select. Someone always volunteered, and they did it with enthusiasm. Some say that it continues the previous context of the Mishnah, which says that on the Yom Tovim they let it grow large, and the Mishnah's warning, don't think that they let it grow large because they were lazy, because they were never really lazy to take it off. They let it grow large because it was considered the Noi de Mizbeach. Now the Rambam says that on every weekday, they would have to clear it off, even if it didn't get too large, but on the Regulam, they left larger. But most Mefarshim explain that you only had to remove the ashes from the Tepuach once it got to too large of a size, but on Yom Tovim, you can let it get to a much larger size.